Sabelo Schietti is with Business Day and wrote the piece telling us that Anos Singh has been suspended. What more can you tell us, Sabelo?
Oh, hi, good day. From what we're getting now, of course, there's been no official confirmation from the departments involved yet. We do expect, though, that a joint statement will be put out sometime in the evening, detailing, you know, what happened around the suspension itself. We know that there was a board meeting at Megawatt Park earlier on today, and Mr. Singh was basically, the main topic there. You would know, of course, in the last couple of weeks, how his role has been uncovered, partly through, the leaked Gupta emails, as well as through what has been reported around the irregularities at Eskom. The main reason we are being told, though, by sources within government and Eskom is that it goes back to the uncomfortability of the Development Bank of South Africa. These guys have a 15 billion rand facility which they had given to Eskom. And one of the covenants of that commercial relationship was that the company must maintain a clean audit. We do know, of course, that the debacle involving former CEO Brian Molefe, as well as issues related to the Gupta-owned mining company, yeah, Tegeta, led the company to record a 3 billion rand irregular expenditure. There had been some back and forth between Eskom and the TBSA as an investor on a way forward, and we understand that on Monday a letter was written by the Development Bank basically calling for some action to be taken against Mr. Singh, failing which they would then be left with no choice but to recall the loan.
Wow. So at the recent release of the Eskom results, he was kind of imperturbable. Nobody was able to worry him about questions about his expensive stays at the Oberoi Hotel paid for by the Guptas and the massages and things. And he said he was writing a tell-all document in which he would put his side of the story. Clearly, that hasn't been released yet.
Well, he was Teflon, you could see from responses from the acting CEO as well as responses from the chair. They both were at pains to actually talk about how they didn't see anything wrong that he had done. This is despite pressure from everywhere. You're talking about civic society, you're talking about, the accounting and finance fraternity, you're talking about political parties, all basically saying what you all know. At least there needs to be a suspension and an investigation. I couldn't believe it when, Eskom in one breath would announce that they've cut all of McKinsey's work and they've suspended all of their work pending an investigation. But the internal gentleman who had been signing off all of these dodgy invoices was sitting right next to him presenting these terrible results.
Sabelo Schietti, thank you very much. I know you're on deadline, so thank you very much for taking a few minutes out to fill us in a little bit more. And so there'll be more on the Business Day website. Another, if there is a joint statement, Sabelo expects later tonight, then it'll move its way into the other media as well.